Okay, well, hi, everybody. If I haven't met you guys before, my name is Rena, as previously introduced, and I am on staff with UCM. And man, it is so great to be here seeing you guys all in person. It was like this emotional experience walking in here, and it felt like everything froze March of 2020, and I just walked right back into that exact night that we ended. And Victor was the MC that night, too, and he's right. That last night, he said, see you next week or see you next year. Okay.
And
yeah, and little did he know, it was 19 months, right? 19 months. So this is a huge answer to prayer. Like, you guys have no idea. We're so thankful that all of you guys are here. And I'm excited to share with you guys tonight. Yeah, like as James said, we've been going through this series called Habits of Transformation. And the habit that I want to talk to you guys about is the habit of walking in the Spirit. So I'm going to pray quick and then I'll get into it. So God, I just pray that you'd be with us tonight and that as I read from Galatians, that you would just speak to us through your words. Would you be the one transforming us even tonight? And as we leave from this place, God, we love you. In your name, amen. So when I accepted Jesus into my life, I was about 4 years old, and I remember this experience super well. My mom came into the room. I was really anxious about something going on. I was really scared, actually. I heard some teenagers talking outside, and I didn't want her to go for a walk with her dog. So she's like, don't worry, like God's got you. And I accepted Jesus, and it was this really peaceful, Spirit-filled moment. And it was the first time I encountered the Holy Spirit. And I remember other times that I encountered the Holy Spirit too. Have any of you guys ever been to like big youth conferences or anything like that? Maybe like a retreat, camps? Some of you guys? Cool. So I remember in high school going to like some big youth conferences, and I just remember just feeling so full of the Holy Spirit when I was there. And I would have these big moments of just being overcome with joy. And I just didn't want to leave at all. And I remember retreats that I would go on, I'd just be surrounded by Christian community quite like this. And it was just this concentrated time. And in those moments, it was like I was so surrounded by everything going on and the community that was there. I was just so pumped to live my life as a Christ follower. And I remember one conference I went to just like worshiping, jumping on all these sharp rocks and just like pretty sure my feet were bleeding by the end of it. But I just remember crying because I was just so in love with Jesus and overcome with his presence. And I remember feeling like in that moment that nothing else mattered. It was like all the sinful desires that I had, everything else in life was just wiped away from my heart. And it was just as though I was on this spiritual high and just began to feel transformed in those moments. And I just forgot about everything. And I would remember always leaving those experiences and coming home. And it was almost as though that transformation that I experienced kind of just slowly fizzled out. I'd go back to old habits or like that I swore off doing. I would have these moments and then all of a sudden go home and then just start struggling with the same things I was struggling with previously. When I would get home, I would just lose step walking with the Holy Spirit every day. And it just felt like I was transformed in these events, but then my everyday life was a bit of a struggle. Have any of you guys ever experienced some of those experiences? Yeah, nods. I coin this like spiritual high thing. I feel like we talk about that a lot. If you ever grew up going to these kind of things where we have these heightened spiritual moments and then walking away, it's a bit of a struggle. And maybe some of you guys in this room, we talked about our fall camp retreat. I recognize some of your faces. Maybe some of you guys came out to that. And maybe at this retreat, you had this amazing encounter with the Holy Spirit. And maybe he actually spoke to you about pivoting a way of life or a way of living. Maybe he revealed some things to you and spoke to you at this retreat. Maybe you really enjoyed the community and the life that you lived there. And then maybe some of you guys came home and got busy and got to school. And maybe some of those things just began to kind of fall away. Or maybe you just begin to struggle actually walking in step with the things that maybe God spoke to you about. And I totally get it. I have been there. These moments can be so pivotal for us where we go away on retreat or we go away to all these experiences or the moment we accept Christ can be so transformational. And they're so great. But transformation doesn't just happen in a single moment, a single conference, or a single retreat. But it's through a consistent walking in step with the Spirit that we actually become transformed. And if we want to be transformed people and we want to have habits of transformation, we can't just live in a set of laws or rules about being a Christian. We have to walk in step with the Holy Spirit every single day, not just at these experiences that we've had. It's not just about the fleeting moments, but it's about the everyday life. So Galatians 5 gives us a little bit of insight on this habit of transformation. It's pretty small. But if you guys can't read it, it's Galatians 5, 16 to 21 that I'll read for us. But a little bit of background in this letter before I dive into it. The man who wrote this letter was a man named Paul. He wrote a lot of the New Testament. And at the time, for those of you guys who don't know, Christianity began with this Jewish messianic religion, basically. And when Jesus came down, he brought a message saying that it was for everybody, not just one specific ethnic group. And the Galatian churches, which is the letter that Paul is writing to, there was these Jewish people who felt like they were set apart by obeying the laws and the rules that were written out for them. And they believed that all non-Jewish believers, so anyone who came to know Christ, that they had to fall under the law, that they had to do all the things they were doing. So they were running around demanding all these non-Jewish believers to start getting circumcised, to start following all the different rules. And they believed like that's what made you a true Christian. The letter that I'm reading from is a response by Paul, who was kind of saddened and angered by this. Paul's letter states that the believers are not justified or not in right relationship with God simply by just observing the laws, simply by following all the rules. But he writes that the laws were actually a temporary measure. And once Jesus came, he actually fulfilled the law on their behalf. They no longer have to live under it. And so Paul is writing this, and one of the big questions that these Messianic Jews are wondering about the Christians who weren't Jewish was, if they don't have to fall under the law, then how will they learn God's will? If they're not falling under this law, if we don't have to follow these rules religiously, then how will they learn the will of God without them? And Paul's response in this letter is what we're going to be talking about. Is he says that it is through the Holy Spirit that they can learn. And he tells us that if we live by the Spirit and learn to prune the old habits of our lives, that's when we can begin to transform. He said the law was good for a time, but now we're moving into a place where the Holy Spirit can teach us and grow us and begin to transform us. So if we want to be transformed, we can't just live by a set of laws or rules, but we have to walk in step with the Spirit. So what does that look like? Well, let's take a look at Galatians 5, 16 to 21 here. So I'll read it for you guys. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with one another, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, fractions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and those alike. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. So that's a lot. But what is walking in the Spirit? What is Paul trying to get at here? What is he trying to tell these guys? Well, he's saying that walking by the Spirit is having our desires transformed. He says that when we walk in the Spirit, our desires actually begin to change. And the Galatians, like I said, all these Messianic Jews, were so fixated on not sinning and focused on living a righteous life, just trying to get all the right answers and do all the right things. Paul is describing to these Jewish believers that they no longer have to live under the law, but can live and walk in step with the Spirit, who does the transforming work of our desires. And Paul in here is kind of giving us this tension between our spirit and our flesh desires. Paul is explaining to them, so he's describing this real tension we have between our sin nature and our desire to live in the Spirit. And when we experience this kind of struggle, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's anything wrong with us. In fact, Paul even struggled with his own sin nature himself. Paul writes in Romans, he says, I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I do, I hate that I do. Anyways, it's kind of a tongue twister. But anyways, Paul also talks about in other letters that he describes his own struggle with sin and his own struggle with not living up to what he feels is right, like not living up to the laws. So we see that Paul also struggles with this as well. But what he's explaining to the Galatians is when you walk in the Spirit, our desires begin to change from fleshly ones to spiritual ones, to spiritual-filled ones. And as you walk in the Spirit, the desires of the flesh begin to loosen and lessen in their strength and power. And I found for me, in a lot of those moments, like camp retreats or conferences, I actually found that when I was in those moments, it was like for me, nothing else mattered. And I really felt like my mind actually aligned with what Christ wanted. But it was when I would go home and lose step with the Spirit that I found myself struggling more so with that. And it's kind of like if you think of like a tree, if you have a tree and you water it and prune it, it looks great one day. We have these conferences, these retreats, it's great. But if we don't actually prune the tree daily and water it and things like that, then the fruit will wither away. There's weeds that are going to grow, but we actually have to constantly be pruning and working on our tree. So how do you know if you've been transformed by the Spirit? Well, let's keep reading. So these are the two questions that I'm going to answer. What is walking in the Spirit, and how do you know you're being transformed by the Spirit? So how do you know you're being transformed by the Spirit? How do you know you're walking in the Spirit? So let's look back at Galatians 5, 16 to 26, and it says this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have been crucified, crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. So how do we know we've been transformed by the Spirit and walking in step with the Spirit? I think that we begin to produce fruit. I think an easy question that people can ask a lot is, how do I know if the Holy Spirit's working in me or not? Or how do I know if I'm actually walking in step with the Spirit? What does that look like? And I think the answer to that is that you'll actually just begin to notice this change in yourself going from self-gratification to glorifying God. It's the spiritual change that comes from an everyday commitment and an everyday consistency of pressing into God. And when we accept Christ into our hearts and become Christians, the Holy Spirit's given to us, and we begin on this journey of sanctification, which sounds like a really big word, but sanctification is basically this idea or process that the Holy Spirit is working in you to make you holy constantly. And walking in step with the Spirit is this process of becoming sanctified. And when we walk in step with the Spirit, we'll actually start to notice the fruits of the Spirit being more present in our lives. And living life in the Spirit isn't just one-time event, but we have to actively be working on pruning our sin nature and lean into the Holy Spirit. So sanctification, the Holy Spirit, all this working in us, you can kind of envision it like the wind. You can't always see the wind, but you can feel it. Or it's like a breath where you know it's in you, but you can't see the ultimate work of your breath inside your body. And in the same way, I believe when we're walking in step with the Spirit, once salvation hits and the Holy Spirit comes into you, you actually begin to produce fruit that you can't necessarily see physically. And the Holy Spirit is like water seeping into our souls, making every crack and broken part just begin to edify in us. And what the Holy Spirit is doing in us, we cannot physically see, but we will experience as we grow to allow him to move in us, as we walk in the Spirit. So how do we know if the Spirit's working in us? If you want to know if you're walking in step with the Spirit, you can begin to ask yourself about your internal life. Only you really know how you're doing, and you can ask people around you how you're doing in these things, but ask yourself what fruit you're producing. Ask yourself if you're loving, joyful, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, self-controlled, because these are markers of the Holy Spirit's work in you, and I think a good marker of transformation. you can ask yourself, am I these things? Or you can ask a close friend and just say, like, hey, how am I doing with these things? Because I think that once we begin to walk in step with the Spirit and allow Him to transform us, that we will begin to produce these fruits. And I think that's a great marker of transformation. So we answered what walking in the Spirit is, what that looks like. I wanted to give you guys some practical ways of how we can walk in, how we can actively walk in the Spirit. What are some practical things that we can do daily that would help us be transformed by walking in the Spirit? And so I gave, I have three helpful activities that you guys can do. They sound kind of simple, but I believe if we want to be transformed by the Spirit, these three things help a lot. So number one, daily time with God. I know this seems like a really simple one, but as James kind of said last week, we need to abide in Christ. And when we abide in Christ, that's when the fruit grows. And so in order to walk in step with the Spirit, we actually have to spend time with God. I think we go to these big conferences and we have such condensed, amazing times with God. And we have these 1 hour's alone time with Him where it's structured. But then when we get busy, I know for me, it's sometimes the first thing that goes out the window. But I think that if we want to walk in step with the Spirit, it has to be this consistent walking. And I want to argue that in the times of busyness that we have, I actually think that pressing in daily with God is actually more important. And if we want to be transformed, we can walk in step with Him by spending more time with Him. And before Jesus ever even started His ministry, He spent time away alone with the Father in a quiet place. And that's where He found strength. And that's where He was transformed. And so first one, if we want to walk in step with the Spirit and have transformation in our lives, spending time alone with God. And the second one is be in community. God cares so much more about who you're becoming than what you do. And we can lean and we can learn to walk in step with the Spirit by living in community and allowing other people to rub shoulders with us, to challenge us, to love us, to call us out, to open up to us. We cannot live in step with the Spirit on our own. James 5:16 says this, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is effective. So if we're struggling and we're having this fight between our flesh and our spirit life, each other are the best people to engage with that with. We should confess to each other and pray for each other and build each other up in community. You could join a core group. We have those running every night of the week. You could tell a trusted friend what you're struggling with, or you could get plugged into your church that way. And the third one is serving. Earlier in Galatians, we didn't read it, but Galatians 5:15 says this, for you are called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. I think walking in the Spirit means we are no longer bound. We don't have to be perfect or do all the right things, be crazy successful. We just need to walk in step with the Spirit, and He will just begin to transform us. And we are called to love and serve one another. So you could get plugged into your church, you could get plugged in with UCM, you could help out with Red Frogs or any other facet. But God's heart for us is who we become. And I think becoming more like Him is a great step. The Holy Spirit guides us and empowers us to serve those around us. And as we serve, we'll begin to grow more into the person that He created us to be. And so to kind of conclude, walking in step with the Spirit, I believe, is a daily practice, something that we have to constantly be working towards. God cares so much more about who we are becoming than what we do. And I think if we abide in Him and spend time with Him and spend time in community and serve others, we'll learn to walk in step with the Spirit and therefore produce fruit and see transformation in our lives continually, not just at these one-off events or conferences that we go to. And God loves us and desires us to become more like Him. And so when we mess up or we fail or we aren't doing what we think we should be doing, it's not about the law. He loves us and gives us freedom and grace and cares for us. He desires for us to grow and be changed into the flourishing human that he already knows we can be. So if we want to be transformed, we can't just live by a set of laws, but we have to walk in the Spirit daily. And to be transparent with you guys this week, I actually had to call a friend to talk to her about this sermon because I felt like I was falling under that idea of your Christian life has to be under rules and laws. And I was just struggling with this idea of finding freedom in Christ. And I just had a really good conversation with her where I was just telling her where I was struggling. And then I spent a really good time with God just praying and telling him how I felt and how I felt like I had to live up to certain standards or just felt like there were so many rules. And I feel like when we have that mindset, it can be so easy to want to run away. And so just allowing Christ to transform us is one of the most freeing things ever, where we just don't feel like we have to perform or be anything in his presence. But he'll begin to transform us and actually help us walk into the people that we're created to be. It's not a set of laws, but we are called to walk in the Spirit daily. So I'm going to pray, and then you guys can, we're going to do a bit of small group. So we have some small group questions that you guys can chat about. So I'm just going to pray. God, thank you so much that you're a God who loves us and cares for us. I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would help us walk in step with your will for us every single day. I pray that as we leave this place that we would go home and just be able to feel your presence with us. Be with us in discussion tonight, God. And thank you again so much that we're able to gather together. Such an answer to prayer. We love you. Amen.